Chapter 15. She felt that she had always run away before, from home, from the company in Arrhenius, from Finn Paneer. Each time she had tried to escape something, and each time the thing she had refused to face confronted her again. This time, she was not running away. She was sent. She was less embarrassed than she'd expected by the troops in formation to see her off. It might be the last time she'd see them, the old friends who had made her what she was. That fanfare the Duke commanded, ringing through cold, sunny air from the gate tower, honored the gods she served. And the Duke, his eyes alight as she had never seen them, they had said all they had to say. She wore Tamarian's sword at her side, and he had nothing of hers but her prayers. And his life. Riding through Duke's East, the red horse pranced, snatching his hooves off the cobbles as if they were coals. They all came out, men, women, and children, waving at her, shy to call. She knew the names, the faces, grinned at them, and at herself. It was living the old dream, to ride through a town this way,